Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of April, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. And if you're listening to this free podcast and you like what you hear, you can always head on over to marcustoday.com.au. We'd love to have you part of our wonderful community. And you can sign up there for a two-week free trial and see what we have to offer. All right, well, let's go straight away to the scores on the doors this afternoon. And for the day, the index, the ASX 200, closed down a whacking 9 points, or 0.11%. 78.87.9. We opened at 79.05.3. We had a high of 79.10.5 and a low of 78.67.8. So we were down around 20 points heading into the 4:10 match out, but we did rally a little bit into the close down. 9 points was the name of the game. Pretty quiet start to the week and pretty much red across the screen with a few exceptions. And the exceptions really were in a number of stocks and sectors. And those stocks were the BHP having a good day today, up nearly 2%. Rio up 0.7. We did see the iron ore price bounce off $100. In Asian trade after a bit of a stumble over the weekend and on Monday while we were away and eating Easter eggs. But we did see a bit of a rebound. That helped our resource sector today. Fortescue, though, didn't get the memo, down 1.1%. So not such good news there for Fortescue. Lithium stocks had a little tiny weeny bit of a pickup. We had Pilbara up 0.5%. South 32 doing quite well. They're up 2.3%. Coal stocks generally doing, one stage were doing okay, but at the end of the day, didn't do that flash, to be honest. Whitehaven unchanged. New Hope was up 0.7%. The gold stocks were in demand. Gold hitting all-time record highs, not only in US dollars, but also in Aussie dollars. So we did see some nice big fat moves in the gold sector today. We had Northern Star up 2.6, Newmont up 4.9, Evolution up 5.9%, Genesis 4.3% higher, De Grey around 4% higher, so a big kick there, and GOR, Gold Road, up 4.4%, so gold for Australia there. We also saw some good buying today in some of the uranium stocks. We had some news out from Paladin today with their first production from the Lager Heinrich in Namibia. Stock was up 4.7%, dragged up some of the other uranium plays. We had Deep Yellow up 3% and Boss Energy up 3.8% as well. So some good news there in the resource sector. But generally, the rest of the market was weaker. We saw the banking sector down only a smidge, tiny weeny bit. CBA down 0.22%. NABs up 0.5%. Westpac and ANZ unchanged. Macquarie down 0.7%. Insurers eased. QBE down 0.5% and Suncorp down 1.2%. REITs also eased. We had Goodman down 1.3%. Healthcare eased as well. CSL down 0.8%. ResMed falling 3% there. And industrials generally across the board a little weaker. Nothing to write home about. Wesfarmers down 1%. Woolies down 0.7%. Telstra down 1%. Brambles down 2.2% there. Tech stocks pretty much unchanged today. WiseTech up 1.1%, but down 0.6%. In terms of corporate news today, well, we had a couple of winners and a couple of losers. We had ORA, which was one of the losers today on a trading update. They fell 14.7%. Satire, a bit of another hatchet job from the Sydney Morning Herald and Fairfax over the weekend, and a downgrade from Bell Potter. Saw that one fall 15.8%. Not a happy little day there. But ASB, Austal Shipbuilders, doing well today, up 10.5% on the back of a bid from a South Korean firm, which is unlikely to get the nod, I would have to say, from FIRB. But the stock's still up 10.5%. And Mesoblast, well, they're living up to their name, the blast bit at least, up 71% today. That stock has rocketed. That has been an extraordinary story in the last few days following that FDA news, and the stock up to 95 cents for Mesoblast. On the economic front today, we did get the RBA minutes, which weren't that exciting, although there was a small change in the wording in terms of taking a rate rise off the table. We also got Christopher Clark Kent on speaking today on the mechanism of the financial system, very in-depth, and an interesting speech from him. Asian markets, though, pretty much mixed. We had, let's go to the latest scores on the doors from Asia. We had Japan was down up 0.06%. Hang Seng up 2.3%. Good day for the Hang Seng. Xiaomi, one of the winners there in Hong Kong, surging on the back of its unveiling of its new electric vehicle. And the CSI 300 in China, down 0.4%. As far as 10-year bond yields go today, they were hovering around 4.07% for 10-year bond yields. So a little bit higher for those bond yields there. And I guess that's a slight concern. Just looking at, we have got today the winners and grinners today. Let's run through the winners. Mesoblast, big winner today. 71.2% higher. 67 million shares traded today. WA1 Resources also doing well today. Up 11.4% on just shy of 600,000 shares. ASB, Austal doing well. 10.5%, 2 million shares traded there. NXG, NexGen, a uranium stock, doing well as well, 10.1% higher. Not huge volume, only 255,000. BrainChip, finding some support, 11 million shares traded, 9.7% higher. And Clinuvale, up 8.6%, 300,000 shares there traded. In the losers' corner today, and there were a few losers, Satire, 15.8% down. On the back of that article in the Sydney Morning Herald over the weekend, and Bell Potter downgrading, some question marks still remain over its business model. Aurora, the packaging company, Saver Glass, which they bought recently, looks like a non-Saver Glass at the moment. Aurora was down 14.7% on a downgrade there. Zip Money, or Zipco, down 7.9%. 35 million shares traded there. Aurora, there were 22 million shares traded. That was a big, big volume day for them. Megaport, not such a megaport today, down 6.5%. Temple & Webster following the Satire down, nearly 6% down today, 343,000. And Nuix down 5.8%. As far as positive sectors go today, well, the iron ore sector was okay. Oil and gas did okay. Uranium and gold miners doing okay today. Negative sectors were healthcare, financials, REITs, industrials were the damage today. As far as the big bank basket, steady at $210.39. The Alltech index doing okay today, just about okay, keeping its head above water anyway, down 0.5%, relatively okay, I guess. And we saw gold record highs there, 3475, 3475 Aussie dollars an ounce. Bitcoin down to 66,778. 10-year yields rose to 4.07%. Aussie dollar steady at 64.90. Currently, we have US futures a little bit on the nose, but European markets set to open a little firmer. We had Dow futures down 130, and NASDAQ futures were down as well. But we'll wait and see. I'll get an update in a minute, and I will update you as I go with those latest from NASDAQ and Dow futures. Major movers and shakers today. Well, we've talked about most of them so far. West African Resources, 6.3% to the good. Gold Road, also 4.4% to the good. Gold miners doing very well. We have seen a recovery in 29 metals as well, up 12%. They got walloped the other day, but are making a recovery. Maybe it stopped raining. 3DA, also doing well there. Amaro International was up 8.97% today. Not a huge volume. 88E, also doing well today, having a good day on the back of a Hickory 1 Upper SFS Zone Flowing Light Oil. 20% higher today, before you get carried away. It was only 0.1 of a cent to 0.6 of a cent. 44 million shares traded, hardly enough to worry the keeper, really. We saw Weebit Nano down 3.6% with a cleansing notice, but a technical breaking of support there. And we saw Premier Investments, PMV, also a little bit slip slidey away, down 3.8%. Another big slider today was GEN, Genmin, down 40%. 20 million shares traded there. They were back from a reinstatement to listing. And an update there, clearly not a good update. And ALA, Arovella Therapeutics, down 23.3% on a change of director's interest. Speculative stock of the day is a stock called Dart Mining, DTM, which had a good day today. It was written up by Barry Fitzgerald in one of our rivals, Stockhead. It also had a ASX query from the ASX, obviously. That's where you get the queries from. And they cited Barry Fitzgerald as the reason for the stock to be flying today. 18 million shares traded today, so clearly somebody reads Barry. I certainly do. 88.2% higher. They opened at 2.1. They had a high of 4.5. They had a low of 2.1, and they closed at 3.2 cents. In terms of the company news out there in a little more detail, we saw Aurora, that trading update. Earnings expected to be slightly lower than FY23 at 307 to 317. Previously, that was 320 and a half. We had Gold Road production upgrade at Gruyere. Reduced mining has occurred after extensive flood damage. Low-grade processing unaffected. Guidance unchanged. Parenti got a three-year, $393 million contract at Regis Resources at their Duketon project. Austal's confirmed a conditional and non-binding, that's unconditional and non-binding, takeover proposal from Hanwha Ocean. $2.825 is the number there. Aussie Broadband today entered into an agreement to sell 37.6 million Superloop shares at $1.31. That was the result of that court case where they didn't read the small print in Singapore in terms of how much Superloop they were allowed to hold. Stock fell 1.1% on the back of that. That Superloop fell that. And Aussie Broadband up 0.8%. Winsome Resources, WR1, trading halt pending a corporate asset acquisition. In terms of economic and other headlines, the RBA minutes. The key was the board did not consider the case for raising rates, marking a significant shift in tone from the previous meeting. Xiaomi surged in Hong Kong. They had orders for their first ever electric vehicle, topping estimates. 90,000 units were ordered within the first 24 hours. And Donald Trump has followed through on his vow to pay a $175 million US bond to put a massive civil fraud verdict on hold while he appeals. And maybe Anthony Albanese should see this headline before he starts opening any more solar panel factories. Global glut turns solar panels into garden fencing option, read the FT. And finally, US banks face $2 trillion US of maturing US property debt over the next 3 years. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And as I said, if you like this free podcast, you can always join the Marcus Today community. Sign up at marcustoday.com.au. We'd love to have you. And you can sign up there for a free 2-week trial. In the meantime, have a great evening. Back again tomorrow.